We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, the Broncos and Cortland Sutton agreed in terms on Monday to a four-year, $60.8 million contract extension. Sutton's deal reportedly includes $34.9 million in guarantees. Denver inked fellow starting wideout Tim Patrick to a three-year extension just 3 days ago, and the team now finalizes its receiving core for the foreseeable future by locking up Sutton, who tore his ACL in 2020 but has returned to full health. Zeke Elliott carried the ball 9 times for 32 yards and caught all 6 of his targets for 36 yards in Sunday's 19-9 loss to Kansas City, but he briefly left the game with a lower body injury. While he tied the team lead in receptions, Tony Pollard led the team in rushing yards, and Zeke left the game after getting his leg trapped under a tackler along the sidelines in the first half. He was able to return to action, and Zeke didn't seem too concerned about the injury affecting his availability for Thanksgiving Day's matchup against the Raiders. In the NBA, Michael Porter is dealing with a nerve issue in his back that could cause him to miss significant time. Porter hasn't played since November 6th, and up until this point, the Nuggets haven't been forthcoming with details surrounding his absence. The 23-year-old has a history of back injuries, and he's already undergone a pair of surgeries, and this latest issue could result in another procedure. The Nuggets remained hopeful that Porter can avoid that path, and thus far in his rehab, he's been focusing on strength training. Denver reportedly intends to give Porter 1 more week to demonstrate tangible progress before other treatment options are considered. Tonight for Monday Night Football, we have the New York Giants visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Giants are 11-point underdogs, and the total set at 49.5. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern. Looks like it could be time for Saquon Barkley's return, part 2. The running back's been out since week 5, but he might be ready to suit up coming out of the Giants' bye. The receiving core is probably as healthy as it's going to be, too, so Daniel Jones won't have any excuses left for his play if he can't turn things around. The third-year quarterback hasn't hit the 250 passing yard mark since Barkley's last full game in week 4, when Jones had his best performance of the season against the Saints. He might need another 400-yard effort to keep up with the motivated Tom Brady. The Bucs have lost 2 straight sandwiched around their bye, and last week's dud against Washington isn't going to sit well with the future Hall of Famer. Brady also gets Gronk back this week, leaving only Antonio Brown likely out. Tampa Bay's defense is another unit that needs to find its footing, giving up 65 points during their brief losing streak. The team's still in the first place in the NFC South, and the division doesn't look as tough as it did at the beginning of the season, but the defending champs still haven't looked the part for more than brief stretches in 2021. There's time for the pieces to fall into place, especially given the quarterback carousels in New Orleans and Carolina, but given the state of the team, a first-round exit wouldn't be a shocker. Now we take a look at Yahoo DFS basketball, some Monday picks. The NBA starts the weekend style with 10 games on the schedule Monday. One of the more appealing matchups features the Wizards hosting the Hornets, two teams that have playoff aspirations in the Eastern Conference. The same can be said for the Bulls, who host the Pacers. After firing head coach Luke Walton on Sunday, the Kings will play their first game without him as they host the Sixers. One player to consider is Bradley Beal. The Hornets are an appealing team to deploy players against in DFS since they have played the third fastest pace and rank inside the bottom 10 in the league in defensive rating. Beal's scoring is down this season at 23.7 points per game, but his 33.3% usage rate is right in line with the last 2 seasons. The problem has been his shooting just 42.8% from the field. This could be the matchup that he needs to break out of his funk. When these two teams met last week, he scored 42.1 Yahoo points and shot 9 for 20 from the field. Another player to consider is Jared Allen. Allen has missed the last 3 games with a non-COVID illness, but he's not listed on the injury report for this matchup. With Evan Mobley out, the Cavaliers badly need Allen up front. Don't be surprised if he torches the likes of Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge up front. He's already off to a fantastic start with averages of 14.2 points, 10.9 rebounds, and 1.2 steals. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.